Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's 3 o'clock, 74 degrees in our beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. You got to love it. You got to love it. Definitely wanted to send a shout-out to Natasha Bowen at with Success Coaching for Success. I had a great time with you guys this morning on Coaching for Success here on WIDO 1570. We go the light. You know, I discussed with Natasha the financial movement that is happening in our city here in Atlanta, and pretty much is going to be nationwide with the National Credit Educational Services. Definitely, if you don't know about that, I've heard about it. Definitely, it's a financial movement created and started by with George Cole, Andrew Bo Young, involved with Clyde Anderson from CNN and Frank Ski from Z103. But definitely, it's a movement that they're reaching out to, you know, us as Americans, you all as Americans, to help restore yourself financially, so that way you can get yourself back on track and live a more empowerment life. So definitely, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy is a part of that movement. And, of course, I am so excited with all of that. You know, we are ready to educate you guys. We are in works of getting some seminars together ourselves. One in which we are planning. Everything is to be determined. So you got to keep tuning in and listening in for the dates. But of course, you guys all know from the hustle to the boardroom, it's going to be our financial empowerment tour. So definitely just keep tuning in. It's going to be a free event, and you know, definitely you don't want to miss it. You definitely don't want to miss it. As you guys all know also, you know, I am heading out to the West Coast, or what we call the Left Coast. You know, by popular demand, I'm going to be heading out to the Golden State, my city of San Diego, to broadcast by popular demand with a lot of the entrepreneurs that are ready to get on the air and tell their story, their success story to you all, and share their ups and downs, and definitely just to tell you, you know, share best practices on how to get your business and just yourself individually to the next level. So, you know, I've been just this busy, just, you know, packing my swimsuit, because you know it is a beach town, a beach wear. We got a lot of exciting things that's going to be coming from out the city. And definitely, you know, I'll have some financiers on the air to pretty much guide you guys successfully, or, you know, help you guys out to get you on the right successful financial path. So, you know, just tune in, you know, real-life people with real-life stories. So definitely we are looking forward to it. And lastly, you know, before we get to our guests, I have a really exciting guest for you guys today. But before we get to that, I just want to remind all you guys that don't forget to, you know, that we have continued specials for your business banners. So that way you can let the community know who you are. You can definitely come to buildgrowandenjoy.com for more details. You know, advertising and marketing is key to the growth and success of your business. So, I mean, why not take advantage and take the opportunity to let the community know who you are by advertising here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You know, we broadcast all throughout the state of Georgia and worldwide. So just getting in right on to our guest for today, for speaking of on entrepreneur talk, or, you know, an entrepreneur for the day. I had met Charlena at the New Lawrenceville event, and I actually, you know, bought some of her products and have been using it ever since. And definitely, Charlena, I have to put some more orders in for you, because my hands are absolutely beautiful, and it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so glad you're enjoying my product.
Yes, absolutely awesome. I'm just going to let you just tell everyone, you know, who you are and, you know, what you do, and the floor is yours. But, you know, the summer's here, and I'm pretty sure you can share a lot on, you know, the skincare and healthcare products, because you have some awesome natural products.
Well, thank you, as I'm multitasking my day through. Well, what I do is I offer products that are similar, but not exactly the same. I create and formulate all natural bath and body and home spa products, such as the lotions and the creams and the face moisturizers and the scrubs and the salts. And what I do is I actually take a product that everyone uses every day and I put a different twist on it. I look at the skin as the largest organ in our body, and we feed that organ, whether or not we realize it, by the things that we put on our skin, such as in perfumes or hairsprays or makeup, what have you. Even the sun, the amount of sun we get penetrates through our skin. So I'm looking at feeding that more healthily and more continuously with my products.
Right, right. And the name of your company, I love the title, is NFY. Right. I'm sorry. NFY. I'm kind of like at a loss today because we're having technical problems, and I got things everywhere, and I'm just like trying to remember everything and look at my notes. But yes, Naturally For You, NFY, definitely. How long have you been in business, and what motivated you to get this business started?
Well, I've been in business per se since about 2007. I got started was. I have a son that has really, really difficult skin, and I would be on the hunt for really good creams or lotions to combat his overly dry skin. And not finding any relief with the products that I typically use, you know, the Vaselines and the lotions or whatever, I started using some of the specialty brands, the Corelle, the really high-end lotions that you find in some of the higher-end drugstores or at the hospitals. Even something called Otter Cream, you know, supposedly it's going to moisturize you. But what I found is that most of them were water-based. And when I say water-based, they were thin, they were not moisturizing for me, and I didn't see how they would help him. So I got tired of spending well-earned money, you know, even more money on products that did nothing, and I started investigating the ingredients and why certain ingredients weren't in my lotions and soaps and how I could get them in there.
Right.
And when I started investigating that, I started investigating the actual ingredients that were in the lotions and soap that we buy commercially, and I didn't like any of them. And I said, well, if that's the case, if they're putting all these junks and fillers and additives and synthetic properties into the soaps and lotions, which has absolutely no value for our skin. As a matter of fact, most of them are irritants, aggravants, allergens. They dry your skin out. They do just the reverse, but they're fillers. They need to put those cheap synthetic products in order to fill, fill up the space
when
they're not using good quality products. So I started formulating my own lotions, my own soaps, using great oils, all natural, vegan, vegetarian, and even gluten-free products.
Right. I mean, because the scrub that I bought from you, I mean, after I put it on my body, I don't even need lotion. Seriously, I don't. And, you know, I'm a person where, you know, I love to polish my body. And I got to say, like, I would absolutely say that one of your scrubs is actually the best I've ever used.
Thank you so much. And that's the problem. Most people think that washing with their hands or washing with a wash towel is enough. That doesn't exfoliate that large organ that we have, our skin, from our head to our toe. It doesn't exfoliate well enough. But then when you look at the products that they have on the market available to us, they're abrasive, they're irritant. Some people say, oh, it broke my skin out. I really don't know why. Well, they use perfumes, and perfumes contain alcohol. And then they use synthetic properties that aren't natural, and our skin is trying to say, no, don't do that to me.
Right, right. Well, tell us now how, you know, everyone's out here, you know, people, you know, with the shift in the economy and everyone's looking for, you know, their residual income or just wanting to get in business for themselves. And, you know, that's what we're all about here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, to share, you know, let that next entrepreneur share so that the next entrepreneur can be inspired by maybe some of, you know, the obstacles or the success stories that you may have had to get you to create your business. So let everyone know, like, is this something that you're doing full time, or if you're doing it like part time in addition to having a career, and what are some of the suggestions that you can maybe advise for someone that maybe want to start a business like this to get themselves started?
Well, for me, I definitely do it full-time. It's a full-time job for me. It's 24/7. It's my passion, though. It's what I really, 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 really enjoy doing. But I would just suggest that they find a product or a service that they understand that they want to present, and then find out the similar products and services that are out there, because you always want to know your competition. Even if you're not really in competition with them, you want to look for them and say, what is it that they're offering and why are they successful? Then what you do is find out where your product, although it may be similar to anyone who doesn't understand, it is not the same. Find the niche for your particular product in that vast group of products that are similar and carve it out and make sure that you have something better to offer, something more genuine to offer, more like truth in advertisement, and start investigating it. Investigate it, try it out, and figure out where you're going to fit in, and then after that, step out on faith and go for it.
That's right. Always got to step out on faith. So, what are some of the any? Are there any like obstacles that maybe you have had to overcome concerning owning your own business that you can share with the listeners?
Well, not so much owning my own business, because I've been in business for myself for one business or another. So I kind of have a good business mind. Not every business is not the same, but there are similarities in every business. So I already had that aspect under my belt. Maybe some of the stresses. Or the stressors were because I don't just own my own business. I create, manufacture, and market my own product. So
nice.
With that, you know, it's
great
not
answer.
A drug. It is not a drug. So it's not a drug. It's not a cosmetic. So I stay out of that field,
right.
Because with that comes the billions and billions of dollars that you need to have licenses and research. It's not a drug. It is not a cosmetic. It is a soap. Or it is a lotion,
right.
Or it is a moisturizer. Now, the thing that I do is you know, I had to teach myself everything from scratch, which was fun. You know, it was fun looking back on it, but it taught me why to do certain things, how to do certain things. It was definitely economic for me. You know, sometimes when you're trying to start up a business, just looking at the startup cost can be so much, but you just look at the portion that you're on right now, and if this is what it takes in order for you to just get this vision, this part of the vision done, then deal with that part of the vision and move on from there. But definitely,
right.
Definitely, if you're offering a product or a service, you want to be able to offer that product and service while you're in your infancy years. So before I started
right.
offering my product, I made it for, like, my son and myself. I already knew when I started offering it to people to sell that it was good. I knew that it was going to get better, but I knew that it was good and people wanted me to make it for them. And I had to stop
right.
and say, look, now it's not a hobby, so people have to pay. And at the point it stopped being a hobby and started being a business, I started looking at it a lot differently and the business hat came on.
Right. Awesome, awesome. Great answer. Now, I got a question from someone, a listener. They're asking, what are some of the costs of your product, the range possibly? I know, you know, besides the scrubs and is there a website they can refer to see what type of products you do offer across the board?
Oh, most definitely. The price ranges from anywhere from $5.50 up to maybe, you know, $40 for a set of something. It's very, very economical, but again, I want people to be aware that this is an all-natural product. I don't use perfumes. I don't use alcohol. I don't use synthetic products. So the price point, if you compare it to something that you think is similar, it's going to look like it's a little bit more absorbent. But when you look at the actual ingredient and the truth in advertising with what's in your lotions and your soaps, then you begin to understand if you're holistic thinking or health conscious about what you eat, you should be health conscious, and that is going to cost you a little bit different. So you may not,
mm-hmm.
you know, splurge and do a lot. You're going to get what you need. So when you're looking at it in that aspect, it becomes kind of like not really so much a budgeting, but so much of a lifestyle. And
right.
natural products last just as long, believe it or not, because I use a natural preservative for the things that have to have the preservative. So it lasts just as long, but the bottom line is if you want to be healthy from the inside out, the only way to do it is from the outside in.
Mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
The website that you can go to get a little background on what it is that I do, why I do, and some of the products that I offer is www.nfysoaps.com, nfysoaps.com. And the phone number is 678-368-2781 if someone wanted to call, or they can go to the website and click on the Contact Us. I offer very limited items online, but if you ever see me out at any of the craft shows, the natural hair shows, or the festivals, I have a wide array of products that I actually offer other than just what's on the website. So there's something for everyone. I have fragrances, which are synthetic, but they are pure. They don't contain alcohol. I have it for women, a wider range for women. I even have it for men. For children, I have unscented. I have gluten-free products for people who have gluten or celiac issues. So there's something for everyone, but it's natural. It's vegan, it's vegetarian, and it's gluten-free.
Yes, and I love it. I love it. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back because I want to ask you more on how these products, you know, benefit the consumer and the community a little more of what you were saying. But let's just take a quick break, and I want to come back and talk about that a little more. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, we are back, we are back. I have Charlena Wheeler with Naturally For You, NFY, here talking to you guys about great those great natural products that you can use for your, you know, for health and skincare. Like I was telling you guys earlier, I met her at the New Lawrence Bill event, and she had a great setup at this event. And, you know, as I've always mentioned, you guys, to many people that come in here talk about the beauty products, but what makes her stand out a little more, it is naturally, and I actually have tried her product, the body scrubs, and it is just absolutely amazing. So, Charlena, just tell everyone a little bit how, you know, your products do benefit the consumers and the community, and tell us a little more about the type of events you have, and if they want to have you come, you know, to maybe throw a health party, you know, how they can benefit from having you there also.
Okay. Well, the thing about my product that I see is such a great addition to just the regular commercial soaps and lotions and bath and body products is that I know that everyone should use a soap or a lotion. So that with that being said, there are some people that are clearly left out of the equation when you go to the markets to shop, or you have to go to specialty markets that have very large overheads. People that have real serious skin issues, people that are very sensitive, hypersensitive to a lot of the junks and the fillers that are in the market today. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, I used to use Dove, or I used to use iWrap, use it for years, and all of a sudden it started breaking me out. Or they'll say, you know, I've always used X, Y, and Z, and I still use it today, and I don't have a problem with it. And I tell people, well, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, and if you're not concerned about your health in that way, then don't worry about it. There's a market for you as well. But for people that are really concerned with why things are starting to happen, products have changed. The guidelines for what you can put in, commercially speaking, what they can put in our products have changed. There is no watchdog that's watching these people that's saying, how do we know this is all natural when you go to a Bath & Body or Victoria's Secret? Well, FDA guidelines say for them that all natural is 30% of the total ingredient has to be natural. After that, they can use whatever they want and call it natural. When you come and buy my product, I list all my items on my packaging. It's something that we eat or that we cook with in our everyday life. It's something that's healthy for us. I've researched it, and I tell you why you should use it. Other than the fact that it's going to cleanse your skin and moisturize your skin, what else is it going to do? What it's not going to do is what the other products do, which is strip your skin, give you allergies, break you out. You don't really know what's all in it, because if they use a certain percentage, a very small percentage of ingredients, they don't even have to list it. So you'd be surprised at the very small ingredients that aren't listed is that we're using, and we're putting it on our children, we're putting it on our pets. So that's where I come in. I come in because I use all natural things such as fresh vegetables, cucumbers, and carrots. I use milks, coconut milk. If you drink coconut milk or almond milk, I make a soap for you. I make a lotion for you. If you drink soy milk or if you drink rice milk, I also make a soap for you and a lotion for you. Whatever it is that you feel is healthy for you, that's what I'm trying to put in my product. And
Charlene, you got me with that. See, now we're getting the details. I'm like, okay, because I was wondering how these soaps are made. So you actually would take a cucumber and you can make a soap out of it.
One of my top sellers is called a crazy cucumber or cucumber avocado. And with a soap, what makes a soap is three ingredients. It's a lye,
right,
a liquid, and an oil or a fat.
Wow.
The only fats that I use are natural, vegan, and vegetarian. I use liquids from water to tea to milk to, yes, a pureed cucumber as my water or a pureed carrot as my water or any type of milk.
Right.
So that your skin
wow.
is drinking, it's eating. So you're getting all the property and the antioxidant powers of those beta carotenes of the carrots and the cucumbers or all of the properties of the milk soaps. You get all of that right through your skin every time you use it. The other thing I use is a lot of detoxifying properties, such as activated charcoal and a lot of other herbs and spices, actually pull toxins out of your body into the water. So it helps eliminate
right.
some of the junk that we've done to our body during the day just by washing. Just by taking a bath, we're doing that, and you're helping your skin. You're not taxing your liver. You're not taxing your kidney. You're not flooding your system with extra junk that you don't need. You're controlling what you put in your mouth and what you put in your skin.
I got another question. Someone wants to know, how do you compare to Carol Daughter's products?
You know, it's so funny. I was watching the president who owns Carol's Daughter on TV last night with Mary J. Blige, and I was so in awe of her because a lot of people they'll ask me about Carol's Daughter. When I first heard about Carol's Daughter, she was hair care. I know she's now branched into skin care and different things such as that, but this is the thing. When Carol's Daughter was young, like my company is, she was doing what I do. She was manufacturing. She was deciding what she wanted in her ingredients. She was deciding how she was going to mass distribute. She was deciding her marketing, and she was footing the entire bill. We do it a little bit different when we're smaller. I would imagine now that the way it differs is that she may have control over the formulation, but how they achieve that is going to be a little bit different. She may be able to shop around and get a better price for some of her ingredients, whereas some of her ingredients may not be as wholesome or pure as I want mine to be. So I don't have anyone at the top telling me, cut this price point here. And the way you cut the price point is you lessen the quality of something a lot of times.
Right.
So there's some good things about larger distributions, and there's some downsides. I was telling a friend who was asking me about how I wanted to grow. And when you're at the level that I'm at, I want to live and I want to survive, but I want to offer a really good product. And with that comes the income, but I don't ever want to get to the point where I have to hand off the responsibility of the quality of my product to someone who doesn't have my passion and my commitment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when they
right.
give up that, that's not reflective on the label. So you're going to see NFY knowing from 20 years ago that this was a great product and it was wonderful, and now you're using it 20 years later and it's different. The difference is I don't have total autonomy over my product anymore. So I wanted to stay
right.
at a level where I can control. And if I have to push the price point up a little bit to keep the quality or lessen the amount of distribution that I do to keep my price point down, I want to be the judge of that. I don't want to have to say I have to use an inferior shea butter or I have to use a lower-grade olive oil or I can't use a whole wonderful coconut milk. I can't offer the product because the price point is too high. If I'm going to make it for me, I'm going to make it for you.
Right, definitely. You got to build, grow, and enjoy, correct?
Yeah.
You got to do it. Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Like I said, I'll tell my whole listeners, I am a living client or customer of yours, and I didn't have to put on any lotion. I didn't even have to use soap. So we will be contacting you because I do want to try the cucumber soap.
I actually have a picture of it and the ingredients in the description. It's on my website at www.nfysoaps.com. And you can get
perfect,
a picture
perfect.
Of all of the soaps. I have wonderful gift packets that are there that are presented for Mother's Day and for all of the holidays.
Wow, okay, okay. Do you have any upcoming events that you're going to be at, any other events around town that maybe people can stop by if they're in the neighborhood or if you're at another, you know, hosting another event?
I actually do. Thank you for asking that. I will be, April 30th and May 1st. I will be at Talia Wajid's Atlanta Natural Hair Show. It's out in College Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-day event. It's great. It's wonderful. And I will have a booth set up there with all of my great products. I also participate in the Lawrenceville Farmers Market. Because most of my ingredients are all natural or produce-based, I'm able to offer my product at the Farmers Market, which begins June 1st. It's every Saturday, starting June 1st from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. downtown Lawrenceville, across from the Historic Courthouse. So be sure and check me out there as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Charlena? It's a pleasure to have you on the show today, you know, sharing, you know, all your success. And, you know, we want to congratulate you on that and give you and then tell you to have, you know, continued success in all your endeavors that you have going on. But is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience?
You know what I like to tell them? A lot of people, you know, they've tried things before and it maybe didn't work out or it wasn't what they thought. And I would just like to remind them that everything does not work for everyone, but there is something out there that will work for you. And what I would like to challenge people to do is go to my website and purchase one item, whether it's a soap or whether it's a lotion, and just try it and be faithful with it. If you don't notice the difference, then call me and I will send them their money back. Because if you did not get it, I don't want you to feel ripped off. But if you like my product, share the word, share the wealth, and keep coming back as a return customer.
Awesome, awesome. You guys heard it. Money back guarantee. She put it there out for you guys. So you guys definitely reach out to Charlena. She's also, you know, a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You guys know she's in the featured guest group, so you can contact her directly on Build, Grow, and Enjoy also, or you can send her an email through Build, Grow, and Enjoy also, or go to her site, like she says, nfysoaps.com. Awesome products. I have tried it, and I would recommend you guys to go ahead and just get some products from her, use some of her soaps. I haven't tried any, but the scrubs are just off the hook. So definitely, and thank you, Charlena, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, that concludes our show for today, you guys. We are in a live chat, as usual, at the end of the show. I'm not sure if Charlena may or may not, but like I said, you can send her an email. That is our show for today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. And on Wednesday, I will have Tracy McLaughlin, Senior Law Officer for Personal and Business Loans. She will be here discussing lending options available to you all, not only just on the business side, but on the consumer side. So you know what that tells you, everybody? They are lending. So definitely thank you for tuning in today, and everyone, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.